Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life. Today's question for Dr. Sarah Shaw is, a family member had breast cancer. Can I take hormone therapy?
Thank you for this question. So yes, if you have a family member who had breast cancer, hormone therapy is still an option for you. I suggest that you have a conversation around risks and benefits. So if there's a strong family history of breast cancer, well, you can still take hormone therapy. You might want to talk about the option of genetic counseling and screening. I would also recommend an annual mammogram for every woman 40 years of age and up. And I think it's really important that we differentiate between systemic hormone therapy and local or vaginal hormone therapy. Those have very different risks and benefits. So vaginal or local therapy is considered very safe, even if you have breast cancer. So I think this is important to think about, and we have some different options for that. So there was a new study that came out just, I think, in the last couple of weeks, and it looked at an androgen-based treatment called prasterone. And what we found was it had, even over 6 months, it didn't have any systemic absorption. So it's different than a purely estrogen-based treatment, but what it says to us is the research is changing. We're having more and more products available, and we have more nuanced research that tells us a lot, gives us a lot more information around the safety of hormone therapy on breast tissue and what your risk is.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.